Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, Ion Central Florida. Once again, we are at the First United Methodist Church of Winter Garden in Winter Garden, Florida. My guest today is Catherine Austin from the Center for Dance and the Performing Arts. And today what we want to talk about is a great course with our Christmas shows here. We want to talk about a great Christmas show that Catherine has coming up. As we mentioned, she's the director, and this was kind of her vision and her, you know, idea. And we want to talk to her about this great program. It is called In His Name We Dance, and basically it is the Christmas story through dance. And I know in an email that you got, you kind of compared it almost to kind of a Nutcracker sort of thing. However, this celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this event?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it's like the Nutcracker in that it occurs every year and around the Christmas season. And for us, it has become a Christmas tradition. For us, I mean our West Orange community as well as our studio. And basically, the performance lasts 1 hour, much like a worship service. It's comprised of dance, live vocal performance, live musical performance, and readings, scripture readings.
Oh, fantastic. So first of all, tell us a little bit about how far in advance that you need to prepare for this. I mean, first you have to find the cast members and then kind of take it from there then, or...
Right. The primary members of the cast come from our CDPA Performing Ensemble. That's a youth performing ensemble that's associated with the studio, and they are in the group by audition. But then when it gets about September and the beginning of October, we hold an open audition for our angels and candle bearers, and those dancers join our cast, and we begin rehearsals at that time.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the types of dancing there. I mean, is this a certain type of dancing? Or is there all sorts of types are going on here? Or?
As you might expect, the dancing lends itself to more of a classical vocabulary. So based on their ballet training with a contemporary twist, the music selections are primarily your traditional hymns that you would hear during the Christmas season with some contemporary choices as well. So the choreography lends itself to a traditional ballet style performance.
Okay, and one thing we want to let our audience know, Catherine, is that you kind of, I understand that you kind of premiered this particular event here at this church, is that right?
Or... Yes, 20 years ago when this idea came to me that I wanted to create something that helped me to teach my daughter and eventually my other children about the Christmas season, I reached out to my church, First United Methodist of Winter Garden, and asked, could I use the fellowship hall to sort of premiere this idea that I had? And at that time, it was just literally four or five songs with a few scripture readings that just helped me to say to my child, this is what the true meaning of Christmas is. And that was the first time we did the performance, and it was so well received, we've never looked back.
So with this performance, Catherine, I'm assuming that there's Mary there and Joseph and the wise men, they're all in there then?
Well, they are. However, Joseph doesn't make an appearance. And actually, the baby Jesus is there, but not there, because the entire performance is about the anticipation. It's about the preparation. It's about wondering and waiting and being hopeful and being faithful. So while the actual physical baby is not present in the performance, we know that he's there. He's there in our anticipation. He's there in our wonder. And in the end, we know that we are celebrating the birth of the Christ child.
And now we understand, Catherine, that each year you try to keep, you know, the performance similar, give it that same flavor, that same message. Obviously, cast members are going to be a little different, but I mean, is there any tweaking going on, or pretty much you try to do the same performance year after year?
It is pretty much the same performance, and yet, although it was my vision, although it is my choreography, I let the dancers and the way that they approach their roles speak to me. So in rehearsals, when I see that there's something that is more meaningful to one dancer than maybe it had been in the past, or a dancer might do something that really touches me, or the way that they interpret the music at that moment, then I always make that accommodation because I have the faith that that's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, so there's a lot of leeway, as you're mentioning, interpretation for the performers. So it's not like you're necessarily saying that you're gonna do it. You're gonna show everyone and says that's the way it's got to be.
Right, because with In His Name We Dance is as much about a short-term journey as it is a long-term journey. And it's as much about my journey and your journey and the dancer's journey as it is about the audience's journey. So as my dancers come through from maybe the age of 5 or 6, when they're a candle bearer and they're standing on the stage holding the light for Mary, and that's all that they do, to that moment when they take on the role of Mary's spirit or the role of Mary, and this is part of their journey. This is part of their faith journey and something that they've expressed and experienced through dance.
Annie, as you mentioned that there was a lot of, you know, high school kids involved in this, is that mainly the target age for this particular program, or is there younger kids in here? Or?
The age range of the performers is from 5 to 18. However, the performance itself is not geared just to a child. It is going to be something different for the child watching than it's going to be for the young family or the older Christian who is more experienced in their faith, to someone who is searching for their own understanding of the Christmas season. So it is enough abstract that it allows each audience member to take away what they need on that day and that time.
So, yeah, we were talking with Pastor Rusty about taking time for Christmas. So this seems very appropriate of an event to take time for Christmas then.
It really is. In the very opening of the performance, I use this contemporary song, and it's called Walk Through Bethlehem. It's by Trisha Yearwood. And we ask the audience to just be quiet, to sit still like you would during an overture, but to really focus, to sit there in the dark, to release all of the busyness and the hecticness of Christmas. And for that moment, for those minutes, listen to the words and get focused for this 1 hour. It's a 1 hour performance. And if you can only spare 1 hour to take time for Christmas, it should be the richest hour that you can find.
And as we're saying, Catherine, that this is the perfect, you know, event, like we said, for, you know, kids, parents, grandparents. I mean, this is really, really something that the whole family can enjoy together. And there's probably going to be a lot of opportunity for discussion with the kids and, you know, to expound on, you know, what was going on there. So
I think definitely that is one of the most beautiful things about In His Name. We have people that come back year after year, and they'll always say that they saw something different this year. Or this year I brought my granddaughter, and she noticed, and then go on to explain that. But it's not just those people that are coming. I have to tell you that after 20 years, I still find things that speak to me that are brand new, or I'm seeing them in a different light or a different perspective because I'm older each year, because I'm more experienced, or because whatever is going on in my life. And all of a sudden, I'll hear a word or I'll see something and I'll say, wow, you know, I need to think about that. I need to reflect on that because that's very meaningful.
Right. Not necessarily that, you know, the other things were bad. It's just that maybe there's something better, or maybe something that could express the point better then.
Exactly. Something that's just brand new in that moment. And I think that that's the beauty also of the tradition and the idea that the performance doesn't change too much from year to year. So if you are a person who sees it each year, that you have that availability to have one part resonate with you more in this year than 2 years ago. And maybe 2 years from now, you're going to see something you didn't notice the first time.
Okay, Catherine, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Catherine Austin from the Center for Dance and the Performing Arts. And today we are talking about a great event that is coming up. And in our second segment, don't worry, we'll give you ticket information, we'll give you locations and dates. We just want to give you a little background on it. This segment, it is called In His Name We Dance, and it is Dance, the Christmas Story Through Dance. You're listening to the Mike Carer Radio Show, I on Central Florida, as we are here at the First United Methodist Church of Winter Garden. And please stay with us for our next segment.